you're on the road or wherever you are, we're happy you're here for episode 40, 53.
We're extra Texan today.
I guess so. Am I sounding Texan?
You're very chipper.
This is Texas, so it's hard to tell.
Hi. Hello at home. Anyway, before we get into tonight's episode, as always, Jeremy has some words that he's going to stream of consciousness say.
Have you ever found yourself saying, Scut, I wish I could get my players more into the game? Or, I'm such a cack face because my descriptions just aren't good enough. And I don't feel like it's very immersive.
All the time, Jeremy. How can we remedy this?
Sirenscape is for you. It helps to fill in the gaps in your crappy descriptions. And it helps.
You're a terrible DM. You need all the help you can get, right?
That's what he's saying.
I choose not to pass judgment. However, Sirenscape will allow for your players to enter into a world of your imagination. And the things that they hear, you don't have to describe. And they'll be plunged into the depths of your mind story for their benefit. Sirenscape.com. Also, you can also use beyondskyrim.org also. And it does a lot to reach down into the depths of someone's heart and really tug on their strings there. It really pulls them in, or perhaps can bring a livelier pace to a journey across the land, or serve to pump some adrenaline through that battle and really make you feel like you've done something. BeyondSkyrim.org. Thank you guys for the use of these beautiful sounds and musics.
I keep thinking that you're almost done, but then nope, you were just taking a breath in a sentence, just narrating William Shatner style.
That's right.
Okay. So, World Anvil, have you ever said to yourself, Scut, I wish I could remember all the things I was trying to remember. Why am I such a crappy DM? I can't remember the things I was trying to describe with my mouth to my players to get this information through their ear holes and into their brain sausage.
Yeah, sorry. I say that all the time.
Yep.
I'm trying to take a page out of Jeremy's book here.
Yeah, you're using some colorful language.
Scut.
Never had brain sausage. Never said brain sausage.
I was trying to think of a noun for the brain, and I was like, what is it shaped like?
I mean, there's a lot of fat and sausage and muscle.
Ground beef.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
ground
sausage. Yeah. Anyways, check out World Anvil. Help out your brain sausage. With remembering things for you about your world that you should really remember. Check out our affiliate link at worldanvil.pxf.io/roleslayers.
Awesome. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jeremy. Also, you know, we have a presence on Instagram. We have a presence on Facebook. We don't have a presence on Twitter, but we have one. Check us out on YouTube if you want video. We have video intros and battle cams and stuff, as well as on Spotify. Leave us a review on all those places that you can. That helps out.
And chat us up Discord. In the Discord.
Yeah, join our Discord for a lively discussion on memes and John injuries mostly.
Yeah, I got stung by a hornet on my ear yesterday.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. No, I forgot to take a picture because I was just jumping up and down and yelling in pain and trying to find ice.
Wonderful.
So John has picked up a new injury.
Yeah, but
there's a wound.
I mean, it was just a hornet sting and it hurt real bad for a couple hours.
Something that almost killed your character.
I know.
Still one of my favorite moments from this campaign.
I shook it off in a couple of hours. Cyrus was down on the ground.
Yeah.
Level one. Man.
Oh, man.
Level one is like D&D kindergarten.
Especially for wizards.
post in the Discord what level you think John Ladner is.
In real life.
Is he a high level man? Is he mid? Is he a multi-classer? Is he a good build? What do you think?
There we go.
Just go through all my stats.
Yep.
High charisma, high intelligence, dexterity, strength. What do you think?
Yeah, and if you're listening on YouTube, comment his AC and his stats and all that stuff there too. Last but not least, we got a Patreon. It's really neat. We're going to develop some real cool stuff for those of you who join. Thanks. Let's play some D&D.
I will.
So, last we left off, the party journeyed to the Broken Tusk pub, Vinny meeting with an old associate, Tome of Secrets, and negotiating a sit-down between his party, the Guild of Goodwill, and the leader of the Pardoning, a criminal organization led by Mokadis Tazavur, a blue dragonborn of genial nature and threatening demeanor. He informed them that, yes, he does actually work with the Cartagias, smuggling boxes to various places throughout the continent, and that he had an intermediary that he worked with named Alvena. Eventually, after disguising Alin, they made their way out to the main room of the Pardoning's safe house, catching a glimpse of Alvena and hastily pursuing. Eventually, she spotted them and turned into smoke. The party continued on, a few of them sneaking ahead, and meeting a similarly looking woman playing with dolls in a mausoleum, who identified herself as Marguerite, saying, yes, she does know Linus. Being ambushed from behind by Alvena, the group engaged in combat with two vampiric twin sisters. We left off with a heated battle taking place, Cyrus just being freed from his charmed effect, and the party not looking great, but the vampire sisters not looking great either. And that's where we left off. So, top of the round, we have Cyrus Grey Malkin.
All right, I've been waiting for this.
For 2 days.
For two days. But also, Cyrus has been waiting for this in the battle because his mind has been just polluted by these just criminally offensive thoughts. And so he is recovering from the stupor of his charmed state. And he is incensed. He does still have this flaming orb still in effect, and as a bonus action, he is going to move that over onto Alvena, just directly onto her.
The flaming spear?
Yeah.
Alright.
I believe that's Marguerite, by the way.
That is Marguerite.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to move it to...
15 to save?
15 to save. I believe that...
Is that your... If it meets a beats.
Yeah, that's a meets a beats. So it takes half damage. So that's going to be... I rolled 10 damage, so she'll take 5.
Okay.
And then I am going to walk a little more out into the open.
Okay.
About right there, and I am going to... clap my hands together and cast Lightning Bolt directly at her.
All right. It's going to be an 18 to save.
Okay, that saves, but this is still a lot of dice.
Yeah, it is. You're going to not roll all ones like you did against your friend.
I rolled some ones. I'm not happy with this roll overall. That is 4, 8... 16.
16 halved or 16 total?
16 total.
So 8?
Man.
What?
Rough.
Yeah.
8 points of lightning to her.
That's...
To who?
Marguerite.
Marguerite, okay.
And that will be my turn. That's what I got.
Mm. Alrighty.
This time around.
Yep.
I'm not done.
Yep. Now Albana's turn. She's going to use her first attack to bite and her second to claw the already grappled Lynn. Let's see. Got to pull up the stats for the bite. Plus, it's going to be a 21 to hit.
Jeez.
And for the claw, it's going to be, it's going to miss with a 2 plus stuff. So just the bite, unfortunately. You take 4 points of piercing damage and 8 points of necrotic damage, and your hit point maximum is reduced by 8 as well.
Great.
That's going to end her turn, Marguerite's turn. She's going to get directly behind Vinny and attempt to grapple and then bite him. That is a 16 to hit.
It hits.
Okay, you are grappled. The bite is a natural 20.
What?
It hits.
I was going to ask, Vinny's not invisible anymore, is he?
No.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I was just trying to remember.
I think the only conditions on the board is that Marguerite is currently hexed.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
And maybe Ellen is still grappled.
She is. And you are grappled.
No.
You take 7 points of piercing damage. Oh, crap.
That's not good.
It's not what you want your DM to say.
And you take 21 points of necrotic damage, and your health points are reduced by 21.
Woo!
That was a brutal hit.
How are you looking?
I don't know what the descriptors are, but
not well.
Not well.
Bells.
Looking pretty bloodied up.
I
don't know how this max HP modifier works.
I'm going to shoot. I'm just gonna attack Albana.
Okay.
To
hit.
Yep.
A couple times with the halberd.
Yeah, okay. I think so. 24. Mm-hmm. And a 26.
Yep, those will hit. Golly, the rolling streak continues for you.
Oh my gosh.
17 and 14?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Hold on.
27 plus 4, 31 points of damage.
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang it, I had a plan last time and I can't remember what it was.
Was it like some superiority dice stuff?
Something. I can't remember what it was. I guess that's it.
Okay.
You know what? No, I'm going to go ahead and second wind.
Nice. Thanks. That's a good idea.
Just now.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
So, Bells, you go in for another couple swings, seeing her wounds start to close. At the beginning of her turn, she's like drinking the blood of Lynn and healing herself. And so you swing in a couple times and cut 2 new swaths across her shoulder. Vinny, it is now your turn.
Okay.
Sorry, would you don't want to use your movement? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll probably remember what my plan was
in two more turns.
That's fair.
I think he will. He'll do. He'll do. Basically, he's grappled, right?
Correct.
So he'll use his action to summon Fae presences.
Okay.
And as he's attacked, he's hurting a lot. And a very disturbing laughter starts to bubble up within him. And he's like, kind of like this insane madman sort of laughter. And then up from all around him are tiny little fey creatures that start to kind of crawl all over Marguerite.
Okay.
And she has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save. 8.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, so she is now she's now frightened of me.
Mm-hmm. Does she have to move at the beginning of her turn, or does she move now? Or is it, she can't get any closer?
The creatures that fail their saving throws are all charmed or frightened. Your choice. I assume she can't be charmed.
So you're choosing frightened?
I'm choosing frightened.
Okay, I'm just gonna, let's see. Disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is in line of sight and you can't move closer willingly. So.
And then, but I'm grappled, so
mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do?
It'd be an action to try and get out of the grapple.
And I just use my action.
Correct.
Okay, so you'll just continue to laugh
okay.
like a madman.
All right.
Okay. Remy. Remington.
Oh, you said Remy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and Marguerite is right there. I'm going to go ahead and run up to her
okay.
and try to do some more punching.
You can squeeze through this door, I think.
The first attack... Head. Is let's see. I'm just gonna make I'm gonna make three attacks here.
Okay.
My first one is a 16.
That will hit.
The second one that does hit?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second one was like a 25 or something. And the third one also hits.
Alrighty. Boop boop boop.
So how does she look? I'm assuming I can see how she's doing.
She was looking poorly a minute ago, but after her recent attack, she looks quite healthy.
I see. All right. I'm going to go charging towards her, and then when he's about 5 feet away, he's going to leap into the air and try to drive his spiked boot into her hip bone.
All righty.
Yeah.
Roll some damage.
We're going to be dealing 9 damage on that one.
Okay.
And... I think I would like her to make a constitution saving throw.
Is this a stunning strike?
Yes.
Natural 20. It's the yellow
okay.
dice, too.
Would she have disadvantage on saving throws?
Actually,
for frightened?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Let me double check. Let me double check.
No, it's just ability checks and attack rolls.
Let me double check.
But she's also hexed.
Yeah.
Ability checks and attack rolls. Yeah. So let's look up the conditions of Hex. Make sure. Ducks in a row.
Hex. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. I've said was, I think.
No, it's like all ability checks and attack rolls, so.
Yeah. Well.
But that, not saving throws.
Yep.
Okay.
So she does succeed on the
okay.
first one.
It's a combat spell. All right, listeners, debate in the comments whether Hex should have disadvantage on saving throws. It's a combat spell.
Yeah, but it's not a high-level spell.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
still.
There could be a better
Guys,
spell at it. You know?
I'm still... I'm attacking.
Yeah.
I'm in violence mode.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, do your violence,
Enact
Maiden.
Your violence.
Do
roll
your
violence.
Roll
your
violence.
He's going to spring up into the air and bring down a fist and right into her face and deal
Ooh.
11 more damage.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, spicy.
And then... I'm trying to decide.
Going,
no, I'm
going.
Not going to have her... do another saving throw on this. And then as he's coming back down, he's just going to fly one fist right back up into her face and deal 10 more damage.
Well, okay.
As you run and kind of masterfully kind of jump up and down, you know, you have this verticality to you as a halfling. You punch her and kick her several times and see large kind of holes and bruises upon her body as she is once again bloodied. Is that going to end your turn?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alin.
Okay. So I'm grappled, but I can try to get out of it, true?
Correct.
Let's see. I still have Channel Divinity turned on, so I'm glowing with divine power. I am using my sword to try to turn undead. I'm not using it as my action, but what should I roll to try to get out of this grapple? Just athletics?
That is, I believe, a... Let's see. I need to make sure that... Let's just call it athletics. Because I think usually you do a strength save, but...
23.
Yeah, doesn't matter anyway, because proficiency or not, you would have gotten out of that grapple. So you kind of elbow her in the stomach, and she grunts and lets go of you finally. You are free to move as you see fit.
Okay, so is that my movement or is that
my
action?
That was your action, so you have plenty of movement.
Dang it, because I'd rather attack. Oh well, what can I do? Probably nothing. Let's see.
You got some bonus action spells like...
Wrath of Smite was just plus...
Yeah, I think a lot of them are tied to smites.
Yeah, all of them are smites. Hell and Duel. But...
That would be nice.
I think she's already pretty compelled.
Yeah,
not the other one.
Yeah, I can't really do anything. Oh, well.
Okay. Do you want to use your movement?
Yeah, like Divine Favor.
I already cast.
Can you compel Duel on Marguerite?
Would that be a good thing?
It would probably save my life.
Okay, I'll
use I think she can see Marguerite from here. You'd have to move.
All right, I'll move to where I can see Marguerite.
Okay.
Do you have potions in your possession?
That will be the max of your movement, and you can just see Marguerite. You are going to get an attack of opportunity.
I probably should have used it in hindsight. But
from
I don't know how significant.
Sure. It is going to miss, I believe, with a 12.
Yeah, it misses.
I'm getting rid of this dice. Not really. I need to miss more to BH. Okay, so compelled duel.
Yes.
On Marguerite. What is that's a
14.
Charisma save?
Yeah. Wait, wisdom save.
Wisdom save. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. 14, you said?
Yeah.
Fail. She's compelled to duel you.
Yeah.
Frightened of me. Which saves me for the moment. Hopefully.
Cool. Next, in the turn order, we're at the top of the round. Cyrus.
All right.
Where is Alvana?
Alvana? It's over here.
Down there.
Yeah.
I think Cyrus would recognize the compelled duel and know not to attack that one. But
you can probably get within sight range if you need to see her for something.
Yeah.
Can I move the flaming sphere close enough, though, with the elevation the way it is?
Let's see. How far can it move?
It can move 30 feet.
No.
Okay, I will leave the sphere stationary.
Okay.
And I will run to where I can get eyesight of Alvana and clap my hands together for one more lightning bolt.
Uno mas lightning bolt.
Come on.
Let's see, I need to pick my dice strategically here. Okay. Dex save.
15.
That is a 17.
Okay. Let's roll higher than a bunch of ones and twos this time.
Come on, John.
You got it.
Okay, there's a lot of fives in there.
All right.
Okay, so let's count it. That's 10, 20, already more, 30, 31.
31 halved or 31 total? Okay, so half of 31, we'll call it 15.
Why is that half?
Give him a 16, coach.
I round down for everyone.
Okay. It's half damage if she saves.
Gotcha.
Top of the round, or is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
You know what? I'm going to move the I'll move the flaming orb maybe 15 feet closer.
Just up here, maybe? Or do you want to go?
Where it's not going to be hitting bells, but where I maybe have a little bit better access next turn if Alvaina doesn't move.
There you go.
That'll work, yeah.
All right. It's now Alvaina's turn. You see she's crackling and kind of smoking from this lightning bolt, and there's a big, like, soot burn in her side, and she takes her hand away, and it starts to heal. It's now her turn. She's going to spider climb her way up onto the platform and try and make a grab and bite. Okay. A classic.
Okay.
Bells does a 19 hit.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your AC?
It's 18, So it's close. But
wait, with your plate? Oh, you don't have a shield.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Math is hard. 24.
Yes.
Okay. You take 6 points of piercing. And only 3 points of necrotic damage, and your permanent HP is reduced by 3.
Okay.
Marguerite's turn. 3. She's going to growl and throw Vinny aside, fleeing him towards Alin, where she's going to try and grab and bite.
Grab and bite.
Grab and bite. For the grab, it is a soft 20.
Don't forget, it's all a disadvantage still.
Oh, that's true. It's an ability check. Which I believe will make her fail the grab with a 15.
That fails.
All right. So she's going to make another grab attempt. That one will be an 18.
That meets and
beats. Okay, so you are grappled. It's going to end her turn. You see her wounds are also healing as she moves forward towards Alin. It's now Belz's turn.
Okay. What just happened with Alin? Sorry, I was trying to plan
my next. She's grappled.
Okay. I'm going to jump. If I move away, she'll get an opportunity. Mm.
You are grappled. You cannot move.
Wait, I am grappled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on a sec. I have some, like, grappling-specific superiority dice things that I'm just trying to get them all figured out. We haven't interacted with many fighters that, like, are grappling us.
Yeah,
it's so I'm like, oh, finally I can use my things, but I don't know what they all do.
I got you.
I
can come back to you if you want.
No. I'll just try to get out of the grapple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make an athletics check for me.
Or
acrobatics.
Go ahead,
Aiden. You can still attack when you're grappled.
Yeah, you can attack while you're grappled.
Oh, I can.
Uh-huh. You just can't move.
Yeah, do that.
Yes. Okay.
Because they just keep rehealing, and we keep not healing at all.
Okay, 21.
That will hit.
And 18.
That will also hit. Roll damage for both.
Okay. Wait, what? Sorry. That's not correct. 13.
13.
And 14.
And 14.
Now, hold on a second.
Okay, I'm holding on.
Immediately after you hit a creature with a melee attack on your turn, you can expend 1 superiority die and then try to grapple the target as a bonus action. Can I do that while grappled?
Re-grapple?
Yeah, I'd say you can grapple them, too. That way neither of you can move.
Yeah, that's okay. Called jujitsu.
We'll just wriggle around on the floor together.
So it's a strength save against your fighter DC.
I have no idea. Add the superiority die to your strength athletics check. So just I would make an athletics check.
It's contested. Okay, so make an athletics check for me.
And then a 1d8.
Holy crap.
So.
I thought I had that. I rolled a natural 19, so.
She crit on that.
22. One. I think you grapple her.
Okay.
So you successfully grapple her. You swing in twice with your halberd. She's kind of got a hold on your shoulder. And so you kind of jam it up into her stomach and then pull it out and slash across her face and
ooh.
Then put the bar of your halberd behind her to where she cannot move.
Okay, great.
All right, Vinny.
Now I'm going to get toasted.
Toasty.
You're fine. You got.
I am fine. Health. I'm good. Got plenty of HP, however.
All right. So, Vinny will come just out of the door.
Okay.
And around it, behind the door, so he has both of the targets in view.
Correct.
Actually, no, I lie. He goes up closer to... Jeez. He's going to try and hit Alvena.
Okay.
And so he needs to get somewhere he can actually see her to hit her. So I'm guessing that would be... I don't know if he can do that.
Do that from Vels. Here? Up on the dais?
Yeah, but Vels is in the way.
Oh, to hit Alvena. Sorry. Yeah, he'd need to go over this way probably.
Okay. So he would do that.
Come on.
And he is going to throw some Eldritch Blast at Alvena.
Okay.
Up there, grapple it. You know, mutual grapple with Bells.
Roll two attacks.
Okay. It's a 20 and a 26.
Those will both hit.
Get her.
All right, hold on. And she is not hexed, so we're just going straight over here. That is a 10 and a 6. 16 points of damage.
16? 16, you said?
Yeah.
Just enough. How would you like to do this?
Woo!
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Finally! Before you die.
Right before I die, my parting gift. And he's still laughing. He's just like chuckling and bleeding out.
Gross.
And he's
like,
and so and he does as he's waltzing around this door, he's sort of twirling like giving vibes of Joker just dancing around this door. And then he stops.
He bleeds out.
And locks eyes, which he doesn't really lock eyes with her, but she kind of like the very last second looks over just to see two Eldritch Blasts coming in from the left and the right.
Yeah.
Right into her face.
Gross.
And then she like almost swallows them.
Ugh.
And then explodes from
her. Ooh, yucky.
She does indeed explode. Mm. And chunks of body go everywhere. Mm. And there's this prevalent mist that almost like a smoke screen. Explodes with her.
Oh, I'm glad I was snuggling her for that.
And you see Marguerite grappling a Lynn, look over and say, no, sister. And then...
Who's gonna play dolls with me now?
Is that gonna end your turn, Vinny?
Yeah, he does have a bonus action. Can he swallow a potion or no?
Yeah.
Guzzle it down.
Yes, indeed you can. Drink a potion.
All right.
A bosh, as Hayden would say.
Jug
a bosh.
Motion.
A motion. I motion to drink a potion.
All right.
Cool.
Remy.
I keep thinking you're saying Vinny.
Nope.
Okay.
Also, so, chose this name.
I said Remington. We'll just go with that. That's unmistakable.
Okay.
All right. So I know exactly what I'm going to do with my turn. I assume that. Okay, so Tyler, I need your help on this.
Okay.
Everyone else knows what Alin did. Does Remy know what Alin did?
No idea.
Because what he saw was Alin come down glowing and then the vampire lady throwing her prey down and going right after her.
Yeah, you have no idea why the sudden shift.
No checks I can make on that.
Do you know any paladins from your past? Or any magic-wielding people?
She's the only one left to hit her.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin the good times. Okay.
Just do it.
All right. I'm going to run up behind her.
Punch at advantage.
Am I behind her?
You can get behind her and flank.
Yeah, I can walk through everybody. I keep forgetting that. Punch, and you said at advantage. Cool.
Yeah, that's, you're flanking.
Great news. The first one is a 17.
Alrighty. That will hit.
The second one is a 15.
That will just hit.
Okay. The third one is a 12.
That will miss.
Okay, so I've got two hits here. Remy's gonna throw a punch again, going for the hip. We're gonna immobilize this person, vampire critter. That is 6 damage.
6 damage to her.
Followed by 8 damage.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And then I would like one last constitution saving throw.
Alrighty.
Bring it.
Con is 15.
It's a DC of 15, so I guess she saves.
Oh, I rolled a 12, man. I'm sorry.
So Remy gets into position, just looking absolutely winded, and punches twice.
They kind of thud against her back as she's very distracted and almost catatonic.
Oh, were we going to take this one alive? I couldn't remember.
Alin.
Yeah, let's.
We were.
Also, she's no longer frightened, so that falls off, by the way.
Okay. I'm going to talk as a free action.
Okay.
And just ask her, like, do you know anything about the Cartagias, and can you convince me to keep you alive?
You just see rage in her eyes. It doesn't seem like that was the right thing to say.
I don't care. It's right. I'm just deciding whether to do lethal or not. Lethal damage.
No, you're good. She does not. It doesn't take an insight check to tell you that she is not happy and is not in the mood to treat.
Okay, I'll just kill her.
Okay.
we'll see. Because I'm grappled, right?
Correct.
So, but you could choose to, like, bring her to the brink of death without killing her, right?
Yeah, you can knock her unconscious if you
want
to.
There's also non-lethal damage.
The thing is, she's just gonna go, like,
play with dolls, play with dolls.
Right, how useful is she gonna be?
It's up to you. This is your quest.
Do we want to know? That's the question. And then we can kill her later, but...
That question was to gauge... Are you going to be able to tell me anything useful? Not do you want to, but are you going to be able to? And I didn't get from her response any kind of, I know anything about my sister's shrewd business dealings. I mostly am just getting time to kill a vampire who doesn't know anything and just is stupid.
She did say she does know Linus, but interpret that how you will.
Well, now... She'll just say, Linus likes to play with me. Which I could just...
Well, and to be fair, Lynn's not the investigating type. She's kind of the kill first, ask questions
later.
It's
up to
y'all.
What do you
want to
do?
I don't want to go to a lot of trouble to spare her, only to find out that when you when you engage in the dialogue, you press A on her, and the only options you have are
I like to play with dolls, yep. And I'm creepy, so let's just kill her.
All right. Do it. Kill her. Get her.
No, this is Rachel. I don't
this is our only lead right now. Go ahead.
Sorry. I already know what her dialogue's going to be. Okay, we're going to make a long... No, I can't do that because I'm not... I'm still grappled. Sorry.
You can make long sword attack.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Oh, okay. My first one misses, but let's try another one. Wow. So I got two ones in a row. I'm going to spend my last lucky.
Nice.
Because I have three of the things, and I'm just going to reroll that last one. Good thing I did. That's a crit.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It is time to smite.
First level, I assume. Ooh. Or do you have another second level slot?
I do have another second
level. Ooh! So 6d8 plus your...
Well...
6d8 plus my slashing. So let's do slashing first. Roll the 2.
Well, you get another die on top of that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
You double all the dice.
So, goodbye. 7 and then 68.
Okay, 7. And then 6. Oh, I thought you said 68.
No, me too.
68? Like,
holy
68.
Crap.
Why do I get
yeah,
71?
This is a limit break right here. 29.
29, and that is radiant damage.
29?
Yeah.
Good night.
What is it with you guys hitting exactly what you need to?
Yeah.
We're magic.
Alin, you drive your sword deep into her gut, and the radiant damage just kind of bursts.
Ooh.
And she explodes again, like her sister did. The mist.
Popcorn.
Spreading everywhere.
Yeah. Vinny catches some of it and...
No.
absolutely he does.
Yeah, he's like completely into bloodlust insanity.
Is that going to end your turn?
Yeah.
Does that not end all of combat?
If you'd like to drop combat, you may.
What do you mean?
I will drop combat. Okay.
You guys drop combat.
Then I will lay hands on myself, putting on my shoulders, one hand on each shoulder.
No, time you to do give this, myself you do the a Mary hug. Catherine Gallagher. You go. I'm just kidding. That's too much.
I don't know what that is. Otherwise, I'd probably think it's funny. But for the listeners, he made some kind of like body motion that is probably from a movie or something. I'm gonna do lay on hands.
Okay. Bells and Remy, as you guys, the battle starts to end. You breathe and take stock. Bells, you kind of look behind yourself and see the mist from Alvena drifting slowly away from you. And Remy, you also notice the mist of Marguerite slowly drifting away. But maintaining cohesion.
Hey, folks, I don't know if they're done. They're going.
Look at that.
Let's follow it.
Yeah, let's follow
it. I want more.
They're drifting out through these barred gates.
They did become gas.
They become gas.
And they're just...
I'll send Franklin after him. If they go through the barred gates, I don't think we can follow.
Actually, Tyler, is there any way I can use my small stature to fit between the bars and those barred gates?
They are very close. I'd allow an acrobatics check at disadvantage.
Okay, I'll take it. Let's see.
Yeah, can you have contortionist check? Can we do...
That's basically...
19?
19 and 26.
Okay.
Well, you're at disadvantage, so 19. And it's just too difficult. You feel like you could almost squeeze through, but it's too much.
I knew that was going
to
be that.
Is there any other way to get in that same direction that they're going?
You can take a look around the room. You guys really haven't looked around yet.
I would just try to pursue as quickly as possible to see if I can get
out. Make a quick perception check to see if there are any other exits.
Oh my god, I rolled a 1.
A 1?
Yeah.
For a total of? Yeah, you can help.
6.
Okay, you can either roll 9. Or you can... Oh, yeah, 9. Bells, you're looking around kind of frantically. The adrenaline still pumping. You're not taking the time to perceive as quickly as you could. Alin, you do see a door in the back behind this dais over around here.
Okay. I'm going to go to it.
Okay. You going to open it?
Yes.
Okay, I'd follow her quickly. All right.
As you go to open it, the handle kind of turns to like this gelatinous blue purple jello.
It's a mimic.
And teeth on the doors form.
Oh, no!
As it goes to crunch down on your arm, Alin. Roll initiative.
Yay.
No!
What?
Hey, that is good. Roll it.
Vinny, you're going to die.
Vinny's going to laugh. I still have my...
Looking like
it was great knowing you.
My flaming circle orb.
You maintained it? Even when you dropped combat?
Yeah.
Okay. I assume you're kind of looking around. Remy, I know you're right up
here. I did send Franklin through the grate.
Okay. He's following the mist as quickly as he can. All right. So... Alright.
I'll roll on D&D Beyond so that you have it there with you.
Alrighty. 25 to 20. 20 to 15.
15.
15. 15 to 10.
Really? 10 not bad.
To 5.
6.
I have a 9.
Okay. And a Lynn?
3.
Okay, we'll wait for Bell.
She has 8.
Oh, an 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. We got Remy. Remy. If I can type. It's not.
Well, oh, where I can go now. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
go ahead. Well, it's going to get a surprise round real quick for a bite.
Yeah.
Which it's going to, I believe, miss with a 11. So, Lynn, you go to reach and quickly realize that this thing's about to bite down on you and yank your arm back just in time as these jaws clasp down right in front of you.
Okay, is it a door that's a mimic? Mm-hmm. It has a big mouth?
Yep, it's a big old door mimic.
Can I just go away from it?
Yee-hoo.
Yeah, I mean,
it can
on your
still
turn.
Move.
It can move?
I'm pretty sure mimics can move.
Okay.
Mimics can move.
Okay,
Remy.
So I'm by the bars, right?
Yep, you're over here. But you hear a commotion.
Did I hear anything
you
to
did.
Indicate that there's a problem?
You heard a big slamming crunch sound.
In fact, you had the best initiative
then
of us all.
I'm going to go ahead and take the quickest path I can towards that thing. I have 40 feet of movement, Tyler.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to move in the area of the flaming sphere, or do you want to take a jump and see if you take any falling damage?
You know what? Jumping would probably be safer.
Okay. Make an acrobatics check for me.
All right. 26.
You get really far. What?
Yeah, step of the wind. You can get right next to a Lin. You can actually move into the same space as a Lin too, so you can get an engaged range.
Yeah, I can.
What was your acrobatics?
26.
You're good. So you are engaged with the mimic now.
Oh, good.
You had just enough.
Remy appears from like behind one of Alin's legs and he pulls out his giant chopping sword. He's like, oh, okay. And he's just going to try to chop its tongue off.
All right, roll the hit.
Also, all out of key points here.
Yep. Now that you'd step of the winded.
Oh, I didn't step of the wind.
Oh, you used your...
You said I stepped of the winded.
Oh, okay. So you used all your movement and your action to get there?
I don't know, man. I just said go that direction.
Okay.
I got 40 feet of movement.
Okay, I thought
you
said 80
really
feet. I'm sorry. You'd be right here then. Sorry about that.
Oh, I can't even do nothing.
Sorry.
So do you want to use your action to keep going?
You know what? No, because that'll just get me chomped sooner.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I believe next is Vinny.
All right. Just keeps getting worse. and he jumps up onto, he gets as close as he can to see if he can peek out and hit the person.
I'll give you this angle. You can probably get it.
I mean, if it's a tall door, I think he could.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. So roll two.
All right. Boom, boom. You know what he's doing.
Pew, 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 pew.
Natural one and a 17.
Mm. There go all right, our good rolls. Hits.
And it's going to throw the green one. For 8 damage.
8 damage to it.
And if he can repel it any more than it already is, he will repel it.
He cannot. It is against a wall.
Okay. I thought so. I just wanted to check.
No, that's good. Is that going to end your turn?
It ends my turn.
I believe Bells had an 8. Did you? What was Cyrus's? An 8 as well?
6.
Okay.
There was there was an hour between the time that she checked that door and the time that we ended.
Absolutely.
Right? We short rested.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. right. Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. There's no way that was the case.
Okay, I'm running for it. Can I get up to it?
If you hop on this table and take some fall damage.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You take 1 point of fall damage.
Great.
Oh, technically, you have reach if you're using your halberd. So you can stay back if you'd like.
I can go ahead and use, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep. So I'm going to attack with that. Ooh, a 1 for an 11.
Just misses.
Great, and a 16.
That will hit.
17 points of damage.
What? Come on. How did you do that? That's
amazing. Because this halberd was 4,000 gold.
Yeah, plus two damage and to hit for every attack.
For everything.
Fighters are good at fighting.
Who knew? Finally. When you make a weapon attack roll, you can expend one spirit dice. I'm going to go ahead and do that to add to that 11 since it just missed.
Oh, nice.
And that's a 7, so an 18. And then I'm going to hit it again with that one that almost missed. And it's another 17.
Dang. Okay.
And then...
Now we're cooking with gas.
I'm going to expend... I mean, can I grab... I don't know a ton about mimics. Can I grapple it or will it move?
You can grapple it.
Okay, I'm going to grapple it.
Okay. So you see Bell's... dart down, land That's real heavy D8. On the ground and run up with your halberd. Take one swing into this mimic, like the front door face of it, and it kind of splits the wood and purplish blood goes everywhere, and then takes another heavy swing, almost like a baseball bat, into its mouth, and it kind of... It's looking bad. Athletics?
Yes.
17.
Let's see. Ooh, yucky. I got 18.
Hey, it's grappled.
So
you kind of hold the halberd there in its mouth to where it can't move. Is that going to end your turn?
Yes.
Cyrus.
All right. I am going to lower the flaming sphere, and I'm going to lower it as in, like, get rid of it.
Oh, okay. Drop.
Yeah. And then I'm going to run up to the edge here and cast.
Can get here.
I can get there.
Uh-huh. Or you can get here, but then you can't see.
Okay. Yeah. If I've got an angle where I can see.
Actually, you can see. You can see between these
two. Okay. I'm going to cast Ray of Frost at it.
All right.
That is a 15.
15? 15 will hit. Roll damage.
That does 13 damage.
13 damage. As it starts to kind of freeze and coalesce, it looks like it's almost dead.
Great.
Alin.
Kill it. Okay. Get him. Come on. I'm going to try to do that. Just that.
All right.
We're going to roll with the longsword.
Roll the hit.
10.
10 will miss.
Do we want to interrogate this mimic?
21 will hit.
3 damage. And then I have one more.
You tickle it.
Is that,
that was just
is that it? That was, is that it?
That was it. 3 HP left.
That's
So as it's kind of freezing up, Alin, you just kind of casually walk up and just stab it, and it kind of shatters, icy frozen, and dies.
Yay.
That will end that combat.
All right.
Yay. Okay.
So ends the tale of the mimic.
Okay. Now, can we go through where the mimic was? Is it a passageway?
No, it was just a mimic.
It was just, well...
It wasn't an actual door.
It was not a doorway.
Okay. Dang it. All right. Well...
It's a mimic pretending to be a door.
Everyone?
Yes.
I hate to be a buzzkill or anything, but do you think we can take a break before we try any more doors?
Yes. Oh, okay. Are you okay?
No.
Are any of us okay?
No, I'm fine. I think most of us probably need like a nap or something, but can we find any dolls or scraps of clothes or anything? Can we find any clues? Can we at least look for clues?
I would look around.
That's what we were doing when the mimic bit us.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It didn't
hurt
us.
If you
want to
make an investigation check, you guys may as you take a short rest.
I would.
Investigate. Hey, also, my
18?
HP is it still...
Like, it's reduced until long rest, I believe.
Okay, thank
you. Oh. Or until lesser restoration.
Oh, actually, lesser restoration.
Let me double check. Live Empire skill, because it's a special one.
I have lesser restoration.
Let's checky.
I actually have lesser restoration.
Yay!
Sorry about that. Y'all make your investigation checks while I'm doing this.
Mine was an 18.
20.
20 and what?
18.
18. Okay, we'll get to that in just a second.
On the other side of that, who has had the most blood removed from their body? Because I am sitting at my current HP is now at 30 max.
I'm fine, so don't worry about me.
My max,
Vinny?
My max is currently 20, 22,
you're
12 damage or 12 HP.
Oh Lord! All right, Tyler. He's about to die. What's the word lesser restoration?
I'm checking.
God.
Let's see the bite.
My max is at 58.
The reduction lasts until the target
HP.
Finishes a long rest.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, in any case, do I know that?
Make just a general wisdom check.
Because if I don't succeed on that, I'm going to try to lesser restoration.
Yeah, make a wisdom check.
Just general wisdom?
Yep, just wisdom. Just roll wisdom.
Eight.
Actually, I'll allow it to be medicine if you're proficient in medicine.
I am.
Okay.
I'll roll medicine.
9, 10, 11?
18? Well, okay, I rerolled, but it would be an 11.
11. You know that... Probably this is a little bit more serious of an affliction that lesser restoration might not be able to handle.
Okay. Yeah, there's not even much I can do about this either. Ugh.
So
it doesn't feel great.
As you guys are searching around, Bells, you wander up to where the ashes of Alvena were, and find a few things in the dust. You find a gold coin purse. You find a shiny silver ring, and you find some silver pieces as well. Cyrus, as you're looking around in the back, you find a tomb that was slightly ajar.
Mm-hmm.
No one, you almost pass over it. It was very well hidden. But you pull it aside and find a few things. You find what looks to be a large, thick belt with a kind of the visage of this bronze dwarf in metal as the buckle.
All right.
You find what looks to be a large, dark blue leather book that looks to be quite thick and voluminous. And you find this.
Oh.
What is this?
A paper with a wax seal.
You find it.
A real wax seal. IRL. Oh. So fancy.
Jeremy, can you write down the other things that I found? I had my app open and then I accidentally backspaced over something else.
You got it. So
listeners, found,
I can tell you the gold amount too. Whenever
you found a belt.
Belt with a dwarf face on the buckle.
Pretty cool, listeners. Tyler just handed John.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the Instagrams.
I already pulled off the wax seal, but oh.
So are you telling us this, Cyrus, or are you reading this?
Yes, I am, but before I open it,
okay.
Do I recognize the seal?
It is a nondescript stock steel seal, as far as you can tell. Make a history check.
Okay.
Oh.
14.
You don't recognize it in any
fashion.
Okay. You found a belt with a dwarf face and a letter with a seal.
And a large blue leather tome.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this.
Ooh.
A. I assume that A is for Alvina. 13 shipments in under 2 weeks. This is quite impressive, though I must attribute that to the broken stage. Brazen style you've been conducting yourselves in. You are very fortunate that the king has his eyes elsewhere. War has been good for business. Be sure to send the coin as well as a couple of shipments to
Goldenrod.
Okay, that's what I thought it said. To Goldenrod at once. I have some new implements I'd like to test on live subjects. Ooh, I will not tolerate any late shipments again.
Am I hearing this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I'm reading out aloud.
Can I look at the handwriting? And I have received many letters from Linus in another like life, but I've gotten many of his love letters. So would I recognize handwriting?
You would. It's a little bit even more shaky and unstable than his handwriting was when you would receive letters from him.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, we know who L is. This is the handwriting of Linus Cartagia.
That's Loverboy. L for Loverboy?
I don't know that this was a love letter for Alvina.
It doesn't sound particularly loving.
It wasn't Alvina that he loved.
I will not tolerate any late shipments again.
Well, it looks like he is expecting a shipment at Goldenrod. Do we know where that is? Let's see if I know where Goldenrod is.
Would we know
Make
what that is?
Make a history check at disadvantage.
Okay. 15.
Maybe? There are a couple places you could think of, but you'd have to try and maybe narrow it down.
Would
that be local to Ormond? Like, us Ormondos, we wouldn't know.
No.
Is it an establishment within Ormond, or is it like a separate city?
You have no idea.
Okay.
The only person who would be able to make that roll would probably be Cyrus.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 15.
What is Goldenrod?
Sure.
Meanwhile, Vinny goes to pick up the big tome.
Okay.
And thumbs through it a bit.
Okay.
Looking for some sort of, title, summary, preface, author.
When you open it, the pages are crisscrossed with inlaid silver lines, like maps or star charts, as you, go through, you see symbols that are strange to you. Almost, now that you think about it, you look back on your discussions with Cyrus and when he let you look through his spell book. It's almost similar to that.
Interesting. Cyrus, take a look at this. And he shows him that. Do you recognize any of this?
How much would I recognize?
Bits and pieces. It could function as a spell book, although it's not just that.
Yeah, there seems to be more to this than just an ordinary spell book, though. As far as spell books go, it's a little nicer condition than mine.
Make an Arcana check for me real quick.
Okay. 11.
You recognize a few of these spells. You've not written any of them down, but you recognize bits and pieces of Dimension Door, Misty Step,
okay,
Teleportation Circle, and a couple others.
Okay.
Interesting. I think Vinny might recognize Misty Step as well. I don't know if that would be in his book.
You wouldn't recognize the arcane symbols for it.
Okay. Well, this should be an interesting piece of evidence. What do you see in it?
Well, I see some spells. I don't know. I would really like to spend some time.
What are the spells?
Dimension Door, Misty Step. Seems to be stuff that would be really, really convenient for escape.
Or moving cargo?
Or moving cargo, perhaps, yeah.
Live cargo?
Possibly.
I would leave
Hang on to this.
I would leave the gold coin purse and the silver pieces, but I would pick up the shiny silver ring. What does it look like?
It's got a kind of a like pale ruby embedded in it, but it seems to be a pretty plain ring.
Was this something that she was wearing, or just had on her person?
It was something she was wearing.
Okay.
You're gonna leave the gold in the ashes?
I would just leave all of that. I wouldn't pick any of it up.
Cyrus. On your look for you.
Why? I wouldn't. I would leave that. I don't want no slave money.
Do what your character.
You can get
do.
Some slave money. That's fine. I won't judge you. I wouldn't.
Cool.
Vinny will definitely pick it up.
Cyrus, on your way, looking around, you'll notice it and eventually pick it up as well.
Okay.
That is, you gain if you should take it. It is 3,475 gold pieces.
Wow, that's terrible.
And 943 silver pieces.
Spoils a battle. We won a victory against the slavers. It's not.
We repurpose this for goodwill.
I wouldn't have that conversation.
I think we have a responsibility to repurpose this.
Exactly. So. Vinny, put this in the party fund, and we'll.
I'll label it as slave money for sure. I think we'll put this back for a very special purpose to either rehabilitate these slaves, or perhaps that's what we can do with our land in Drasba.
Okay, you know
Oh my goodness, we could rehabilitate these trafficked humans.
Well, how do we find them? We can't do that if we can't find them.
That's what we're on their trail. We're hot on the
scent. We have this letter, but where do we go from here?
Best for sure.
It was also unopened. Seal was not broken.
Oh, yeah.
So we are the only ones with this information.
Well, us and this Linus Cartagia.
How do we discover what Goldenrod is?
I'm sure somebody knows. I mean, it doesn't seem as though the name itself is... I mean, it doesn't seem like the kind of name that you would give to a secret lair, right?
Goldenrod. No. Alin, this is foreign to you also.
Yes, there's no parts of this that are familiar to me except the handwriting.
Goldenrod is a plant, correct?
Make a nature check.
All right.
Hey Tyler.
Uh-huh.
Can I make a case that Remy would know what that belt is?
Make a arcana check just for the heck of it.
I got a one on that nature check, so
I mean, it's definitely a plant. Maybe.
Definitely maybe.
Okay, Arcana, uh-huh. I got a 19.
That is a belt of dwarven kind. You've seen those before.
The greatest treasure of all.
Ew.
Cyrus, may I see that for a moment?
Okay, yeah. It's a little tacky for my taste.
I look at this fine belt with a dwarf's face. Wow.
You look at the fine belt and what?
With the dwarf's face in the buckle. This isn't tacky, Cyrus. This is the pinnacle of style. You just don't understand it because it's not your culture.
Perhaps.
I mean, Cyrus is a purveyor of many cultures. Remember that hat you... He gave it to you, I believe.
Yeah.
That cabana cat. Definitely not a Stoheller fashion.
No, this is... This is a handcrafted belt of dwarven kind. Given only to the most esteemed guests of the dwarves.
Yeah.
Can I have this, please? It's very... I don't want to say that it would be a nice augmentation to my collection, but it probably would.
What does it do? Do you know?
You know Tyler, the basic properties. Actually,
you know what? I'm going to make up a bunch of stuff that Remy thinks this does.
Love it.
Well, yes. What it actually does is it can makes you a bit more a squat. It makes you kind of take on a more true dwarven accent when you speak dwarvish. I believe that when you wear it, you grow an enormous beard sometimes. And if I'm not mistaken, you can drink 3 times as much alcohol. Just like the dwarves.
Well, we'll need that at the next Fisherman's Folly.
Yeah.
The Fisherman's Folly.
It's a real thrill. We'll have to take you some time.
Oh, like a festival?
Yes, in a small town southwest of here.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound what's the so name bad. Of that place? Mudwater?
Riverwater.
It just gets worse with every memory.
Mudwater.
Stink water.
It was Riverbend. Riverbend. Were they not kind to you at Riverbend?
Well, no. Yeah, Henderson was great.
Shall we leave this place and perhaps rest a bit before trying to find whatever we're going to find?
Sure, Remy. If you want the belt, that's fine by me. It's fine with everyone Thank else. You.
Yeah.
What does it actually do?
I don't actually remember. It does a bunch of things.
A lot of the
things.
Stuff he said, honestly. Yeah, something you can read and speak and write dwarvish. You can grow a beard. You have a chance of growing a bushy beard.
Oh,
you
I want that.
Con and I think higher strength. There's a fair amount of things that it does.
I need more con and strength.
That's you want to grow a beard?
Yeah.
Cool. Bells with a beard.
No.
No, a halfling.
I can't take
beard.
That from
That's
Remington.
So you guys headed back out the way you came?
In our investigation, did they find any other path of egress to?
No, seemingly
we did.
So the mimic door, did it actually pass through to anything? No,
can we get out of this mausoleum? Are we in an enclosed space?
Yeah, you can go back out the way you came, or you can try and open this barred gate.
Did Franklin?
I would go try to open that gate.
Did Franklin see anything going through the gate?
Did you call him back? At this point, he's still following them.
After a certain point, I
gave it a lost sight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to communicate telepathically, but in that first 100 feet, would he have communicated anything back to me?
They were going down a passageway.
Yeah,
and then up some stairs, and then you lose sight.
Yeah, so I guess at this point, I'll go ahead and call him back and see what he's seen.
He followed them through a series of tunnels and up through some grates. Looks like continuing up, maybe to the surface.
I would go try to just take the bars off or
something.
Make an athletics check.
Can I help her with the athletics check?
Yeah.
And I'll give
mine was butt.
Okay. Roll a d4 for your roll.
I have such good stats.
Still a 15. I know, me too. It's like I get a plus 7. And did you roll?
Yeah, I got 12.
12,
yeah,
and a what?
Me too. And a 12.
Two 12s.
Plus a 15. Plus okay. His 15. Guidance. Yeah.
You start to strain, both of you pulling on one bar or another to see if you can break it out. And while it doesn't break out of its socket, it bends a little bit for you, Bells, but still not wide enough for even Remy maybe to fit through.
All right. Shall we try and get up to the top, to the surface?
I suppose so, if there's
see
nothing
if we
else we can
find
down
any
here.
Fog coming from the sewers.
Any chance maybe Mokadas would know about Goldenrod?
Yeah, we should ask before we go up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we should certainly go up. I don't know if we're trying to track down these. I certainly probably couldn't weather another attack.
No, but maybe we could gather just some information in a more of a public sphere.
It sounds good. Let's go back to Mokadas.
This letter does seem like it was, well, a pretty substantial part of this quest. Something provable. Well, close to provable, at least.
I think we have enough confirmation, though I don't know that Alin needed any more confirmation than what Bahamut has already given her.
No, I mean from more of a public-facing perspective.
Right. Remy's talking about the trial. This letter will be quite damning.
Excellent. Especially if we can secure another form. Do you have any of those old letters?
I do. They are at my parents' estate. Although, I don't have as many as when we were actually engaged. I have some, you know, detailing correspondence about the cancellation of the engagement. So, those would be pretty recent, too. Or more recent.
That's splendid. I don't know what I don't know what an Oramond trial would require, but that I'm honestly impressed that you didn't burn them all. So
well,
that was a smart move.
It also doesn't hurt that Olin's mother is apparently fairly friendly with this king of Oramond.
Yes.
Let's make haste, shall we?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is enough, really, though, because at the bottom of the letter says, you know, live subjects. I mean, there's not really enough to connect that with slave trade, necessarily. Is there?
Well, it's, I mean,
it could be rats. You're
right.
You are correct.
It could be, but if we, you know, stake out this Goldenrod area, and because apparently he seems to be expecting there to be a meeting there.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. We find Goldenrod, but let's rest before we meet him there at Goldenrod.
Right.
Absolutely.
But first, so, we have to discover where
yes.
Goldenrod is.
Meet with Mokadas, see what information we can find. What time of day is it right now?
We need to go back and rest.
What time of day? Starting to get around evening, around dinner time.
Okay.
Mokadas, you had an early meal.
Yeah.
An early dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Let's check with Mokadas and then
retire.
Rest.
So you make your way back through the tunnels, the twists and turns. Eventually you do make your way out, but it takes you a bit. And back through, Clorg again lets you in to the safe house of the Pardoning, where a few folks are interacting. You don't see Mokadas currently. You see the people he introduced you to. You see Fip and Horvir. Fip's this guy with the sun-baked complexion. He's bald, missing a few teeth. There's a guy with a kind of a shorter, stockier build with an overbite. One of the guys is named Calder. He's wearing this amazing deep blue musketeer's coat that's kind of splitting at the shoulders and has this strawberry blonde hair with this goatee. and a few others that you could interact with, but Mokadis is nowhere to be seen. Tom is keeping the bar still.
Vinny would go up to Fib and Hovir. Hey, boys, how's it been?
It is Vinny. Look, I see him. We're okay.
It's so good to see your faces again.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, I can tell that Mokadis isn't around.
Oh, he's just in the back.
Oh, is he? Good. Thank you. By the way, have you guys ever done any jobs in Goldenrod?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Bah, don't worry about it. It's neither here nor there.
Okay. I'll go let him know.
Poor Vera kind of waddles back, goes into the room, and then comes back out a couple minutes later and nods that you can go in.
Excellent.
Mokadis is in his kind of small study room, smoking a very long pipe. And like, it's obnoxiously long. Kind of puffs on it.
Oh, well, come sit back so soon.
Yes, turns out Alvena is more than she seems.
Hmm.
Much more than she seems.
Did you know
in multiple ways.
You mean that she's a vampire?
Yes!
You knew? You could have told us.
Oh, was that not pertinent information? Sorry.
I think it would have been.
Well, I got my cack handed to me, so...
Yes, you all look very worse for wear. I assume you fought her.
And her sister?
Huh? She has a sister.
I honestly don't understand. They are twins or apparitions of one another?
You see confusion turn to recognition at the sound of twins.
Oh. Oh, he had the twins working for him. I've just heard of them.
Well.
What exactly have you heard?
Oh, they've been around quite some time from what I've heard.
Doing what exactly?
Dealing in blood and misery, as most vampires do. But...
That tracks.
One has a penchant for sense, and one isn't quite right, or yeah. Wasn't quite right. I assume you finished the deed.
Possibly.
They are not really vampires. Sure.
There is, of course, a certain poetic sense that's made of vampires and slavery going together like this. But really, we have a particular question. Do you know any? Are you familiar with Goldenrod?
Natural one.
Nope.
Not using the yellow dice this time, Tyler. I see.
You use the yellow dice. I'll give it to you because that one's been rolling poo poo.
He's a crime lord.
Natural 20.
Okay. he gets advantage.
You're welcome, Hayden.
He's got his fingers on the pulse of the seedy underbelly of the city. He gets advantage.
He knows.
That is so annoying that as soon as I rolled the natural 20 on the yellow dice, he kind of thinks for a second.
Yeah, I know Goldenrod.
What is it?
Oh, well, back when I was a young lad, I used to study quite a bit. And read through a fair amount of history books.
You don't say.
Yes, I quite enjoy history. It shows us where we're going and where we've been. But enough about that. Before the Blackthorns invaded and destroyed and conquered, there was a nation upon the Primorazia grasslands called Primorazia, the Heartlands. And of it, there were ruling nobles. One of them being the Blackthorn family. Before they muscled everyone else out. Another was the Sutherlands. A noble house residing on the southern part of their territory. And they had a villa high in the hills called Goldenrod.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the Sutherlands, this family, what was their surname?
That was their surname.
The Sutherlands.
Mm-hmm. That was their last name.
And this estate on the hills...
Long abandoned.
long abandoned. Is it conquered. Close to anything that we would know or would be familiar with now?
Can you point to it on a map?
I can point to an area, but not a specific point on the map.
And he points kind of south of like the Elk River area, north of Startyke.
I don't suppose any of us are familiar with this area. I've not ventured down to Startyke or anything nor like that.
I know some dresses that are made there, some boutiques.
It was said that it sat high and proud upon terraced fields of grain and orchards of the finest fruit.
Well, another mysterious lead.
But it is a lead.
And we must go there.
So soon. Well, make sure to, should I give you a package to take on your way?
He makes an eye contact with Vinny.
Ah, yes. The package.
Yes, I suppose that would be on the way to Druzba.
Druzba?
Where is this city we're going to?
Oh, it's not on the map. It's called Degludar.
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 None of the dwarven cities are on the map.
Yes. Dang it.
We'll take... Is it on the way? Or, you know...
Degludar is in the mountains to the east of Goldenrod.
Perfect. It works out perfectly. Mm.
He walks over to a cabinet and pulls out a small parcel wrapped in paper and tied up with twine.
Looks to be
maybe the size of a very large book.
We'll protect it with our lives.
Does the area he described... I mean, I feel like I would have ventured around that area quite a bit. Does the area that he described ring any bells to me?
Maybe.
Shut up.
Okay, nature or survival check?
Ooh, okay. 20, 15 plus 5.
20. You think back, and you like to go riding every now and then and for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you camp out and
mm-hmm.
you seem to remember almost like barely a foggy memory of when one night you were camping out and saw something up on a hill. And so you think you probably have a fair idea of where within that area it might lie.
So where would I think it is?
Sorry.
I think it's actually listed on that map.
You see it's right over here next to Disterton, kind of to the north of it. And then it's like south of some mountains.
Okay. I would just clock that and put it in my pocket for now.
Okay. Cool. Is there anything else? He kind of hands you the package and says,
Yes, protected. You better.
Could you put this in the bag of holding?
Is there anything else I can help you with, or can I enjoy my pipe?
No, you've been extremely helpful, and hopefully we can repay the favor.
Of course. Love to hear it. Please enjoy some drinks, enjoy some food out in the main hall.
Thank you. I think we would best enjoy a good night's sleep at this point, though.
Very well.
We're done for the day.
Okay, well, till we meet again. It was a pleasure.
It was indeed, Mokakis.
It's Mokadis.
Mokadis.
Get it right next time.
That was an accident. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. Get it right next time.
I will. Mm-hmm.
See that you do.
And he ushers you all out. Are you headed back up to the surface?
There wouldn't be any beds in the hideout, would there?
There are.
There are a few beds here if you would like to stay here.
We've got very comfortable lodgings at the castle.
Yes, and we shouldn't encounter anything between here and there. Do you want to stay here, Vinny?
Just a question. Does Adrian know Vinny?
You asked me that last time. He doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay. Then we're fine. I didn't think he did. I didn't think he did. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So you're headed back to Aldar Citadel?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Make your way through the city, dusk approaching. Almost, again, unrecognizable, this Thrall circle. And then up into the Ducal District, passing again these new buildings that are being refurbished and outfitted, and into your apartments, your lodging for the evening. Is there anything you'd like to do before taking a long rest?
No, just long rest.
Just long rest.
Vinny would go looking for Izmazal's quarters.
That's with the Duke.
I wasn't sure if maybe she had separate quarters.
She does have separate like reading rooms and stuff, but
I think he would wander the hall seeing if maybe he could run into her.
Okay. Wander for a good hour or so and no sight of her.
He saunters back to his room and I guess he's with Cyrus, right?
Sure. Do you want to cast Identify before you go to bed? Can you?
Yeah, on the ruby ring or the tome?
Either. It's up to you.
He would spend some time with any of the... With the belt, with the letter... Or not the letter, but the tome or the ruby ring.
Ring is a ring of fire resistance.
Okay, cool.
And the book is an Atlas of Endless Horizons.
That's alarming.
Atlas of
Endless Horizons.
Cool.
The ring of fire resistance gives you resistance to fire damage, so all fire damage is halved. The book is it contains the following spells, which are wizard spells: Arcane Gate.
Okay.
Dimension Door.
All right.
Gate. Misty okay. Step. Plane Shift. Teleportation Circle. And Word of Recall.
And goodness. Are these things that can be copied into a tome
it
of my
also
own?
Also functions as a spell book. What level spells can you copy?
I'll figure that out later and we'll figure
perhaps.
It out. Perhaps. Perhaps, okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to want to spend some time copying as well.
It also functions as a spell book. So you could really just use it as your spell book if you'd like.
So if you wanted that.
Can I have two spell books?
You would be able to. A lot of wizards actually copy down their spell book in case one gets destroyed. While holding the book, you are able to use it as a spell casting focus. The book also has 3 charges and it regains 1d3 expended charges daily at dawn. While holding it, you can spend 1 minute studying the book and then expend 1 charge to replace one of your prepared wizard spells with a different spell from the book.
That is amazing.
The spell must be of conjuration.
Okay.
When you are hit by an attack, you can use your reaction to spend 1 charge to teleport up to 10 feet to an unoccupied space you can see.
Okay.
If your new position is out of range of the attack, it misses you.
Okay. Excellent.
So...
Can you send me a description of that in the Discord, maybe?
Yeah. I'll
mean, not immediately.
I'll link it.
Yeah.
But as you guys take your long rest...
I would definitely, once again, contemplate on that, trinket from Allure that I have of her staff. I would probably just make a, nightly ritual of that after seeing, the leaf pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. You, you're thinking on your friend a bit. And as you do so, one of the leaves that have been kind of sprouting from it starts to bud into a little bit of a flower. For the rest of you, towards evening, go to bed. And on awaking, feel stronger. More prepared.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
So if you'd like, You may all roll HP for level up to level 7.
Hey!
Oh, man, that was fast.
Last time rolling, I got like 1, so this time I'm going to take the standard set.
Because that was a hard vampire fight, y'all.
That was an... They kept recovering. I was like, this is a TPK.
I had contingencies for a TPK. I had it in place in case...
It was a pretty tough fight. I was definitely like biting my nails. Literally, actually biting my nails.
I rolled a 5.
5!
Whoa!
I only have a D6, so that's good.
Pretty great, yeah.
All right. And
all right.
I get to do a hit dice of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
1d8. Or 5. I always like to roll dice.
All right, I'm going to roll this publicly so I can't lie.
Do it.
Everyone, here we go. Fine.
What'd you get?
Show it
I
to
got
us.
4. It went public.
Oh, on the D&D Beyond.
Mine like automatically rolled a 10 for me. Hold on.
Oh. I got 6. That's better than the average.
That is.
I don't know why it did this.
Are you rolling it in the level up screen for some reason?
Yeah, as soon as I switched to level 7, it just gave me 10 extra. Like, I didn't roll for it or anything.
That's weird. Yeah, it might have taken the average instead.
I don't know how to fix this.
We'll fix
the
it.
The Belt of Dwarven Kind is keeping me alive now.
Do you want to roll just a d10 in real life? It's a d10 for fighters, right?
D10, yeah. I'll just roll that. Yeah, it's fine.
Is it just a D8 or is there a con?
I got a 4.
Ah,
that's fine.
Plus your con modifier.
Yeah, plus your con mod.
Oh, plus, wait.
Mm-hmm. So four plus your con modifier.
Oh, shoot.
And Rachel, what'd you roll?
I took the standard.
Oh, nice. That's probably safer for your rolls.
Oh my god, I got evasion.
64.
Oh yeah, you do. Evasion!
Okay. 4th level spell.
That means Cyrus can confidently cast Lightning Bolt with you in its path, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, technically.
I get an extra Eldritch Invocation.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's fun.
That is actually really fun.
Yeah, y'all get some good stuff at level 7, I'm pretty sure.
Should I keep Mask of Many Faces, or...
Yeah.
Keep it, man.
You use it all the time, so...
Yeah, I've been trying. I've got to get better at placing it.
I'm going to transform into the most recognizable guy here.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to level up and we'll see you next time.
See you next week on the Roll Slayers podcast.
Bye-bye.